Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This weekend, banjo pickers go head-to-head at the Lowell Banjo and Fiddle Contest, which is now in its 30th year. The competition is always fierce, as the musicians are well-seasoned. They are also predominantly male, but this year, a local teenage girl plans to give them a run for their money. Michelle Canning won the New England Banjo Championship in July, making her the first female and the youngest musician ever to earn that title. As WBUR's Andrea Shea found out, the 15-year-old has been playing banjos since they stood taller than her.
In her living room in North Andover, Michelle Canning eagerly opens a case to show me one of the four instruments she owns.
I really love this banjo.
She smiles through braces as her fingers bounce across the banjo's neck, body, and strings. The 15-year-old looks especially young behind such an old-timey instrument, but Michelle first fell for the banjo 7 years ago.
Well, when I was 8 years old, I went to my grandfather's house to sleep over, and I said, "Pepe, let's make a band." So he said, "Well, I'll play the guitar and you play the banjo," and I had no idea what a banjo was. So he pulled one out of his closet and opened it up and let me hold it, and I just fell in love with it after that.
Michelle's parents found a teacher willing to take on such a young picker.
I play with her a lot. I play guitar.
That's Michelle's dad, Ken.
And at some point, a couple of years ago, I had trouble keeping up with her.
Michelle's family is musical. Her two brothers also play instruments, but not in her style. Her parents have taken Michelle to bluegrass festivals and contests in New England, New York, and Missouri. Family photos chronicle her evolution.
The first question always is, how old is she?
Michelle's mom, Donna, says her daughter's age and ability won fans this summer at the New England Banjo Championship in Maine. Michelle recalls how the crowd rooted for her.
A lot of the people, they want bluegrass to keep living, and that's not going to happen if kids don't start playing, so they get excited about things like that.
Michelle gets excited about honing her chops at weekly jam sessions in coffee houses and restaurants. On this night, her family takes me along to the sprawling Stagecoach Inn and Tavern in Groton. The many rooms here fill with fiddlers, guitarists, banjo pickers. As usual, Michelle is junior by far. She's jamming with three other musicians. David Atwood plays guitar.
I've accepted the fact that a 15-year-old is going to play circles around a 60-year-old.
Atwood remembers when he first saw Michelle with her banjo a few years ago.
She could play. She could really play.
But Andy Katz, the dobro player here, felt differently when he met Michelle.
She didn't wow me as a banjo player. She just was a great person. Came over and joined a jam that we had. She was nervous. Now she rocks.
And rocks and rocks and rocks, according to Michelle's mom, Donna. She chaperones the teen at festivals and jam sessions and drives her all over the place.
Sometimes at night when she's jamming real late, it gets cold, and I'll look at her sometime and I'll say, "Michelle, I'm tired, it's time," you know. So she'll usually play one or two more songs and then off we go.
Michelle has a life outside the banjo. At high school, she's in the drama club and the jazz band, and she says her friends think her banjo is pretty cool because it's different. Michelle says she'd keep picking all night long if she could.
The latest I've stayed up is 3:30 playing.
There's no telling how late this night's jam will go, but chances are, even when Michelle Canning gets home, she'll keep picking as quietly as she can in bed. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.